USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expanding the state of emergency for Hurricane Dorian. The Republican governor announced late Thursday afternoon that the emergency declaration now covers all 67 counties in Florida. Governor DeSantis also reminds people,
there's no way you could have a storm of this significance and not lose power. So just prepare for that. You should also prepare if you're in an area that experiences flooding when you have significant rain events. Well, guess what? If you're impacted by this storm, you know, you are going to see a lot of water.
President Trump announcing the establishment of U.S. Space Command at the White House.
With today's action, we open another great chapter in the extraordinary history of the United States military. SpaceCom will ensure that America's dominance in space is never questioned and never threatened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Commerce and Labor Departments have released new reports on the U.S. economy. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out, but it's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. Also, first-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
Police are sending two cameras from outside of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell off for analysis after they malfunctioned. The cameras are being sent to the FBI headquarters and major crime lab in Quantico, Virginia. Authorities say the footage of the cameras positioned with direct view of the cell is unusable. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this, we have a job to do, you're here to observe the job, ask proper questions, do what you need to do, but also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
The Department of Health and Human Services is urging people to use marijuana sparingly. A new report out from the agency says marijuana is a lot more potent than years before and has issued an advisory emphasizing the importance of protecting youth and pregnant women from the health risks of marijuana use.
One of the dangers is that we still don't know all of the risks, but we know now that no amount of marijuana use during pregnancy or adolescence is safe.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar, now marijuana is the third most commonly used substance in adolescents behind alcohol and e-cigarettes. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.